The Acts of the Apostles. Paul and Silas traveled through Amphipolis and Apollonia and came to Thessalonica. In that city, there was a Jewish synagogue. Paul went into the synagogue as he always did. On each Sabbath day for 3 weeks, Paul talked with the Jews about the scriptures. He explained and proved that the Christ must die and then rise from death.
This Jesus I am telling you about is the Christ.
Some of the Jews were convinced and joined Paul and Silas. Many of the Greeks who worshiped the true God and many of the important women joined them. But the Jews became jealous. They got some evil men from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started a riot. They ran to Jason's house looking for Paul and Silas. The men wanted to bring Paul and Silas out to the people, but they did not find them. So they dragged Jason and some other believers to the leaders of the city. The people were yelling,
"These men have made trouble everywhere in the world, and now they have come here too.
Jason is keeping them in his house. All of them are doing things against the laws of Caesar. They say that there is another king called Jesus."
When the people and the leaders of the city heard these things, they became very upset. They made Jason and the others put up a sum of money. Then they let the believers go free. That same night, the believers sent Paul and Silas to Berea. There, Paul and Silas went to the Jewish synagogue. These Jews were better than the Jews in Thessalonica. They were eager to hear the things Paul and Silas said. These Jews in Berea studied the scriptures every day to find out if these things were true. So many of them believed. Many important Greek men and women also believed. But when the Jews in Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the word of God in Berea, they came there too. They upset the people and made trouble. So the believers quickly sent Paul away to the coast. But Silas and Timothy stayed in Berea. The men who took Paul went with him to Athens. Then they carried a message from Paul back to Silas and Timothy.
"Come to me as soon as you can."
Paul was waiting for Silas and Timothy in Athens. He was troubled because he saw that the city was full of idols. In the synagogue, he talked with the Jews and the Greeks who worshiped the true God. He also talked every day with people in the marketplace. Some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers argued with him.
"This man doesn't know what he is talking about. What is he trying to say?"
Paul was telling them the good news of Jesus rising from death.
"He seems to be telling us about some other gods."
They got Paul and took him to a meeting of the Areopagus.
"Please explain to us this new idea that you have been teaching. The things you are saying are new to us. We want to know what this teaching means."
All the people of Athens and those from other countries always used their time talking about all the newest ideas. Then Paul stood before the meeting of the Areopagus.
"Men of Athens, I can see that you are very religious in all things. I was going through your city and I saw the things you worship. I found an altar that had these words written on it: to a God who is not known. You worship a God that you don't know. This is the God I am telling you about. He is the God who made the whole world and everything in it. He is the Lord of the land and the sky. He does not live in temples that men build. This God is the one who gives life, breath, and everything else to people. He does not need any help from them. He has everything he needs. God began by making one man. From him came all the different people who live everywhere in the world. He decided exactly when and where they must live. God wanted them to look for him and perhaps search all around for him and find him. But he is not far from any of us. By his power, we live and move and exist. Some of your own poets have said, 'For we are his children.' We are God's children. So, you must not think that God is like something that people imagine or make. He is not like gold, silver, or rock. In the past, people did not understand God, but God ignored this. But now, God tells everyone in the world to change his heart and life. God has decided on a day that he will judge all the world. He will be fair. He will use a man to do this. God chose that man long ago, and God has proved this to everyone by raising that man from death.
When the people heard about Jesus being raised from death, some of them laughed.
We will hear more about this from you later.
So Paul went away from them. But some of the people believed Paul and joined him. One of those who believed was Dionysius, a member of the Areopagus. Also a woman named Damaris and some others believed. Later, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. Here, he met a Jew named Aquila. Aquila was born in the country of Pontus, but Aquila and his wife Priscilla had recently moved to Corinth from Italy. They left Italy because Claudius commanded that all Jews must leave Rome. Paul went to visit Aquila and Priscilla. They were tent makers, just as he was. He stayed with them and worked with them. Every Sabbath day, he talked with the Jews and Greeks in the synagogue. Paul tried to persuade these people to believe in Jesus. Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia and joined Paul in Corinth. After this, Paul used all his time telling people the good news. He showed the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. But they would not accept Paul's teaching and said some evil things. So he shook off the dust from his clothes. He said to them,
"If you are not saved, it will be your own fault. I have done all I can do. After this, I will go to non-Jewish people."
Paul left the synagogue and moved into the home of Titius Justus. It was next to the synagogue. This man worshipped the true God. Crispus was the leader of that synagogue. He and all the people living in his house believed in the Lord. Many others in Corinth also listened to Paul. They too believed and were baptized. During the night, Paul had a vision. The Lord said to him,
"Don't be afraid. Continue talking to people, and don't be quiet. I am with you. No one will hurt you, because many of my people are in this city."
Paul stayed there for a year and a half, teaching God's word to the people. Gallio became the governor of the country of southern Greece. At that time, some of the Jews came together against Paul and took him to the court. They said to Gallio,
"This man is teaching people to worship God in a way that is against our law."
Paul was about to say something, but Gallio spoke to the Jews.
"I would listen to you Jews if you were complaining about a crime or some wrong. But the things you are saying are only questions about words and names, arguments about your own law. So you must solve this problem yourselves. I don't want to be a judge of these things."
Then Gallio made them leave the court. Then they all grabbed Sosthenes. Sosthenes was now the leader of the synagogue. They beat him before the court, but this did not bother Gallio. Paul stayed with the believers for many more days. Then he left and sailed for Syria. Priscilla and Aquila went with him. At Cenchrea, Paul cut off his hair. This showed that he had made a promise to God. Then they went to Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. While Paul was there, he went into the synagogue and talked with the Jews. When they asked him to stay with them longer, he refused. He left them, but he said,
"I will come back to you again if God wants me to."
And so he sailed away from Ephesus. Paul landed at Caesarea. Then he went and gave greetings to the church in Jerusalem. After that, Paul went to Antioch. He stayed there for a while and then left and went through the countries of Galatia and Phrygia. He traveled from town to town in these countries, giving strength to all the followers. A Jew named Apollos came to Ephesus. He was born in the city of Alexandria. He was an educated man who knew the scriptures well. He had been taught about the Lord. He was always very excited when he spoke and taught the truth about Jesus. But the only baptism that Apollos knew about was the baptism that John taught. Apollos began to speak very boldly in the synagogue, and Priscilla and Aquila heard him. So they took him to their home and helped him better understand the way of God. Now, Apollos wanted to go to the country of southern Greece, so the believers helped him. They wrote a letter to the followers there, asking them to accept him. These followers had believed in Jesus because of God's grace. When Apollos went there, he helped them very much. He argued very strongly with the Jews before all the people. Apollos clearly proved that the Jews were wrong. Using the scriptures, he proved that Jesus is the Christ.